At the top of the news this Wednesday evening, Pope Benedict XVI continued his reflections on the early fathers of the Church in his general audience today, focusing on the figure of St. Jerome, patron saint of librarians. Emer McCarthy has more.
Pope Benedict XVI continued his catechesis on the early fathers of the Church in his weekly general audience this Wednesday, focusing on the life and works of the 4th century saint, Jerome.
We now turn to St. Jerome, who was responsible for the Latin version of the Bible known as the Vulgate.
In outlining the life and work of St. Jerome, Pope Benedict dwelt on two important elements, his devotion to the sacred scriptures and his ascetic way of life.
Jerome made the scriptures the center of his life, translating the inspired word of God, commenting upon its teaching, and above all, striving to live his life in accordance with his precepts. Born in Dalmatia in the middle of the 4th century and educated in Rome, he embraced the ascetic life and devoted himself to the study of Hebrew and Greek.
Pope Benedict continued that after a sojourn in the East, Jerome returned to Rome as secretary to Pope Damasus, who encouraged him in his work of translation.
He then retired to the Holy Land, where he founded monasteries and a hospice for pilgrims in Bethlehem. Jerome's entire life, his vast erudition and the spiritual wisdom born of his ascetic lifestyle were devoted to the service of God's word, the refutation of heresy, and the encouragement of Christian culture.
Pope Benedict XVI concluded, "Let us take to heart the words which this great master of the spiritual life once addressed to St. Paulinus of Nola, and seek to learn on earth those truths which will remain ever valid in heaven." At the end of his catechesis and before imparting his apostolic blessing, the Holy Father greeted those present in various languages, including English.
"I am pleased to greet the English-speaking visitors present to this audience, especially those from England, Ireland, Denmark, Sri Lanka, the Philippines, and the United States."
But the Holy Father went on to single out one particular group of faithful among the throng.
"My special greeting goes to the members of the pilgrimage group from the Diocese of Rockville Center, led by their bishop."
"Well, we're here with a television studio from America named Telecare, and we have a pilgrimage from our diocese of 130 pilgrims for the 50th anniversary of the diocese."
Father Frank Nelson was among those on pilgrimage to the Vatican from the Diocese of Rockville Center.
"In America, we have a unique problem. Our parishes are very big. My parish in Long Island has 4,000 families. It's very hard to get to know everybody, but the more we can strive to understand the pastoral unity, the family of the church, the better we'll be. I think that's what Jesus wanted. So it's my first time with Pope Benedict and very excited to be part of this audience."
And after the recitation of the universal prayer, Pope Benedict XVI took his leave of the faithful and their families.
"Upon all of you, I cordially invoke an abundance of joy and peace in our Lord Jesus Christ."